Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. They ain't going to be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Black won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control buildings and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You know you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they get their hands on to incarcerate. And that's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, who cares? Marching has never changed anything.
Now learn this from Joel Osteen. That's my man. He be texting me. That's my man. This God done put some people around me, show me some stuff. He was telling this story. He said this man that went to heaven, and he was walking with Peter down this aisleway, and it was going down this corridor, had a lot of doors on it, and said all these doors had names on it. And he said, Peter, let me ask you something. What's all these doors, these names on? He said, don't worry about it. Just go ahead. So he kept walking. He messed around. He saw one of them doors and had his name on it. He said, whoa. He said, hey, Peter, this here ain't got my name on it. Something I need to know? He said, man, don't worry about that. You here now. Just go on in there and talk to him. See what he's here. He said, nah, I want to know what's in the door. He said, you sure you want to see what's in the door? He said, yeah. So he opened up the door. It was a warehouse. It had nothing but shelves on it. And then the shelves had nothing but packages. And all the packages had his name on them. And he said, what is all these boxes? He said, that's all of the blessings, all of the things God wanted to ship to you. But number one, you didn't ask him for it. Then number two, you didn't believe you would have it. Then you doubted him. And then you felt like you wasn't worthy. And so now all these boxes is up here. Now the man standing there wishing he had never even been in the room. And I started thinking. I got some dudes that work for me. And I said, I want you to do this graph for me. And that's what I'm finna show you now. See, what you're having is, When God sends your package, he only sends it to one street. That's Faith Street. You got to stay in faith. You can't move off of Faith Street. You can't get on Doubted Drive. You can't be over there and start doubting it because your package going to go right on by. You can't lose your faith and get on Not Meant to Be Way because your package is going to keep going right on by. Because the package just go to Faith Street. You can get your little feelings hurt. I ain't worthy. Guess what? Your package going to keep going right on by. You have not because you ask not. Then you sit up here and start feeling sorry for yourself. You go on Pity Way. Your package keep going right on by. If you stay right on Faith Street, don't ever come off, because the blessing is coming. If you wait on it, here it comes. It may not come when you want it, but it on time. But if you get up and you move off of Faith Street, your box gonna get sent back to sender. And now you're gonna have a warehouse with a bunch of boxes with your name on it that you didn't never get. And I don't know about you, but I want everything he got for me. If he got something for me, I need all of mine. Because I don't know about you, but God lay you out, man. God will give you stuff. Man, he done took me places. I ain't never thought I was going to go. I done seen parts of the world I never even thought I could go to. He done gave me stuff. He done put people in my life. God will do it for you, man. But you just got to stay, man. Use these principles of success. Understand, God is just that way. He'll lay you out. Because if he can lay me out, see, if he fix me and change me and get me over here trying to do better, I ain't perfect. I'm just trying to do better. I still say some stuff I ain't supposed to say. You understand? I ain't got it all together yet. I just got in the gate. I'm a new kind of Christian. But ain't no lock on my gate either. So if you see, once you check me, I'm probably going to check you back. But I'm getting better at that. I don't know how to love my enemies yet. I'm getting better at it, though. But it's a process. And the more times we can make people understand that it's a process, the more people can come in. And y'all people that have been good to me, that have been praying for me. I mean, man, my mama, if she could see me now, I just wish my mama could see me. Because she's been praying for this hill all her life. Watch my son. Well, he done watched me, mama. And I'm cool now. And my philosophy is very simple. I was who I was, but I am who I am. And I'm cool with both them people. Because who I was wasn't that bad cap. I made some mistakes, but I've been changed a little bit. And it's still a process. And the more people that you invite into the process, the better this is. Because ain't nobody perfect no how. So I really appreciate y'all, man, hearing me and listening to me. I'm going to ask Kirk Franklin if he will come.
Okay. Wait a minute. Let's get Kirk. Not Kirk Franklin. One more audio on. But while we're looking for that, today's podcast live stream is titled The House Wren Society. The House Wren Society. And this is our ninth year. And one of our regular listeners, Brother Beasley, placed emphasis over these years on having an identity. Well, we have one now. We have an identity. And it is that of the house wren. Everybody's seen a house wren, probably globally. And that's house, and then W-R-E-N, house wren. If you're on our blog talk, Scrolling Marquee today, I've got a picture or two of a house wren. Small bird. That's our mascot. And why did I come up with this bird as the mascot? And the identity, because I'm looking at this on a DNA level. The house wren on a DNA level has, particularly the male DNA, the male house wren, before mating season. Matter of fact, there won't be any mating season if the house wren doesn't do this. Typically, a house wren, the male house wren, will build anywhere from, on the low end, 3 to 5 to up to 12 nests. They build the nest first. They build up to 12 nests first before they go out and get a mate. The female house wren, and then, of course, the female house wren will come by, and she will she'll take a look at the nest, and she'll select one of those nests to mate and then have kids, or whatever you call baby birds, chicks. That's how it's done in the house wren community. And so I said, you know what? Now imagine if you had the, now first thing, because the house wren's a builder. He doesn't go out and buy his nest. You know, there's no bird depot where, you know, you buy it. No. He sources, the male wren, house wren, sources local material. And he builds a nest. And like I say, he builds up to 12. And, that's like nature's way of playing the law of averages. You know, well, if I've got one nest, if I got one house, she might not like that. So they build up to 12. Then, after they do that, it's mating season. Human beings, not all human beings, but we sort of had that back asswards or ass backwards. We go out, not all, but many, go out and mate first without having set up a home or a nest. And then, you know, you might rely on relatives, friends, you know, the government, depends on where you are. And there's fights over, you know, where, how are we going to pay the rent, the mortgage. So I'm looking at, you know what, if human beings, you know, and the Amish community, they do this. There's several communities that operate like the house wrens already. But I formalized this, and that's why we call it the House Wren Society. This is the first podcast of the House Wren Society. Our logo, our mascot, is the house wren, not a bald eagle. You know, not geese that, you know, they fly high. And all that's good for those, mascots or whatever. But ours is the house wren because the male house wren is a builder, and he plays the law of averages, building up to 12 home sites. And then he goes out. Now imagine, for those of you out there that might be facing eviction, facing foreclosure, men out there that are behind on their child support payments or struggling to make them, you want to solve all those problems? Start building. Build and house, build and rent, build and sell. Constantly do that. The house rent builds every year. So even if he just built 5 nests in a year, okay, in a 10-year period of time, That's 50 nests. That's 50 houses. That's 50 bird nests. 50 of them. But they build up to 12. He's a prolific builder. So just imagine, you know, if you built in a decade 12 houses per year, in a decade, that's 144. You got 144 houses. So, like, see, you live in one. Okay. You're not going to have any money problems. Or to be, I'll be really shocked if you did. 144 houses in a decade. So, the name of the, you know, we got domain names secured already. We did that yesterday. And we're working on some merch, sportswear. I'll announce that when you can go to, which link you can go to buy that. With the society, our primary goal is from children, at least 8 years old, maybe even 6 years old, on up to great-grandparents, to people that might be struggling, and this is just not for men, but, you know, or males. Women can participate too, but and the only way that you can become a member of a house rent society, you have to build something. You have to build. Now it right now it'll be housing, and we have anything from arts and crafts to start you off to, you know, building the house. We go is like, you know, we tiny houses here. But there might be other things that you might do, you know, cupcakes. Or there's a whole lot of ways to do it. But our primary thing is we're modeling our mascot, the house wren. You become a full-fledged member once you build 12 structures. As our friend, the house rent. Now on Fridays we have Del Mar America on here. And we're going to be talking about family capital on Fridays with Del Mar America. And family capital, which is essentially how to turn family wealth and the paychecks. That's going to be on Fridays. Okay, every Friday with Del Mar America and with other people as well, including people that we have listening right now. And on Mondays, which is today, we'll be, you know, like, for instance, but through the House Rent Society, some of the problems that we'll be helping people solve through building, just like the House Rent, eviction prevention. Want to prevent it? Start building. Foreclosure prevention. Want to prevent it? Start building. Household energy, family wealth, behind on your back property tax on real estate, start building. Child support, you having problems making it? Start building. All right. Homeless, start building. So our whole thing is teaching people how to build. We got everything from arts and crafts to building a livable, sustainable structure that a person will own. All right. You have to earn membership for this society. And the only way that you can earn it is you've got to build. You got to build. So we'll give you more information on that this week.
Many a young athlete entertains hoop dreams. Few, if any, have tried as hard to make them come true as the kid our Steve Hartman has gone to see.
Every week, he set himself up for disappointment. Every week, 13-year-old Jamarian Stiles came to this community center in Boca Raton, Florida, hoping to play basketball with the other kids. And every week, he was rejected.
They'll start picking teams, and I would be the only one left out. And then they'll just tell me, just go home and stuff. You can break someone's heart like that.
The problem was obvious to everyone but Jamarian. He lost his hands and most of his arms as an infant due to a rare bacterial infection. But he insisted that was no reason to give up his hoop dreams.
What about soccer? Have you heard of that sport?
Yeah, hear it every day.
Why don't you play soccer? That just seems like the obvious thing.
You would think that I would be good at soccer. I'm really not. I'm horrible.
Which is why, on the first day of class here at Eagles Landing Middle School, Jamarian took his case to basketball coach Darian Williams.
Yeah.
Said he wanted to be on the team this year.
I said, all great, well, just make sure you try out.
He said, okay, great, but what are you really thinking?
This man has no arms.
Yeah.
How is he going to play basketball? But, man, he told me, Mr. Williams, I've never been on a team before. Even if I don't play, I just want to be on the team. And how could I say no to that?
And that's how the Eagles got their first armless basketball player. Jamarian, number two there, quickly earned a reputation as the hardest worker on the squad.
He was usually the first one in the gym, usually the last one to leave.
Still, he sat on the bench most of the season.
Try one more.
Until last month. Coach put him in the game with about 6 minutes left. And when he eventually got the ball on the far side of the court, everyone yelled, shoot it! So he did. And sank. A three-pointer. And if you didn't quite see that, don't worry. Because shortly after, he got the ball again. This time on the near side. For another three-pointer. At the buzzer. Jamarian Stiles, the kid no one would pick, was now everyone's hero. Needless to say, today, Jamarian can play all he wants at the community center. He just made the volleyball team and has every intention of playing football next year. Really, the only thing he won't play is the victim.
If I could wave a magic wand right now and give you your arms back, would you want them?
I don't need them.
You don't need them?
No.
Who needs hands when you've got this kind of touch?
Okay, all right, well, we got, I'm kind of low this morning on my phone, plus I think there's a Zoom call or some kind of Clubhouse call. Well, anyway, let me open up Chris's mic. Good morning, Chris. What do you got?
Good
what
morning.
Do you got for us?
Yeah, that meeting is at 11 p.m. Pacific time, so it'd be...
Oh, 11 p.m. Pacific time. So that'll be
11 a.m.
Oh, 11 a.m. Okay. So that'll be like 1 and
it'll
afternoon.
2 o'clock
here. Okay.
Time.
2 o'clock here. Okay, got it. Yeah. And now what is there? Is it on Zoom or Clubhouse or what?
Yeah, it's a Zoom link. And what it is,
okay.
It's Tiny Town CA. That's we had her on the show a couple weeks ago, and she's got 19 acres, and I think they're going to be discussing this build, getting things moving on that, and they're kind of wanting to see about maybe us using half of the property or more and really getting things moving on it. So
right.
not sure exactly what all is going to be in the discussion. There'll just be some good things and some things to start changing what's going on.
Okay. I still haven't heard from Reva, so.
I texted her this morning. I did text with her. So I didn't know if she was on the show or not.
No, I don't see her here yet. Reva, if you're there, press 1.
And I was wondering,
I don't
question
see her
about
here,
the rent.
Okay.
I did have a question about the rent. What's his lifespan?
Oh, the house rent? Yeah. What about it?
Yeah, what's his lifespan for the male?
Ooh, hold it. Let me see. Lifespan of house rent. A house fly is 28 days. Let's see. House rent. 7 years on average.
7 years.
Yeah.
So if he built 12 houses a year for 7 years.
That's 84 houses. 84 nests.
That's it. 84 nests. And, you know, he can't stay in all of them, and he knows it.
Right.
And think about what he actually does for the bird society. Because there's other birds.
He provides housing.
He provides housing. So his selfless act of building and giving an option of 12, one being picked, and there's 11 other families that get to provide for theirs by utilizing what he has built.
Right. Well, like you say, you can't live in all of them. So like I said, if we apply that to us humans, I mean, build one to live in. And then build, like I said, you can build one to live in. Let's say you got, let's make it real simple, because 3 times 4 is 12. All right, let's say you build 3 for family, you know, immediate nuclear family. Then let's say you build, or you, that leaves you with 9, okay. So take 6 out of that, and, well, out of 9, let's say you take 6 out of that and sell them, and then 3, you run them out.
Yep.
Or you can, you know, you can do it any way you want to, but, you know, whatever you want to pay off, it's only limited to your imagination on what you do with those 12. But out of the 12, you only need, like I say, set aside 3 for family. You know, mom and dad can have a nest. You know, if you got 2 kids, one child has one, you know, house, and another one has another one. All right, so you got 9 more to do, you know. So some of those you sell for cash and have a cash reserve. You know, and, you know, use part of that money to feed yourself and pay bills and all that. And then, you know, the remainder, you can rent them out, or you can, it, like I said, it's only limited to your imagination on what you do with that 12. And then the next year,
you know, I've been,
you build another 12.
Right. I wound up having a thought about, you know, the Section 8, there's a waiting list for people to get
right
on the Section 8 to get help. And I haven't been able to find that there's a waiting list for Section 3. So if we could take the Section 8 waiting list in every city, we can actually do something that would transform America right now.
Now, you explained Section 8 a couple weeks ago for new people that are coming on new. Explain what Section 3 is.
Well,
and
look,
review Section 8 first. Give us Section 8 first for those who don't know.
Section 8 is, you know, a federal program that assists you in housing. You're only allowed to make so much money, and you're limited. It is to hold you down. Back in the 60s, there was Section 3 was implemented. So over 50 years, this thing sat here. And even the people right now that run Section 8 housing have no idea about Section 3 because they don't talk about it. They don't push it because it is a way to lift you up. They're not going to take away your benefit for you starting to do better. They're going to embrace you and let you do more. So the country needs to be educated on what you haven't been educated on. The same things. There's so many laws, so many things that's been done since the Constitution's been written. But these things were put in place to help you. Now, the ignorance of us not knowing about them is our fault. It's not their fault. So they don't have to tell you. It's the same way with my building material. Your insurance company will not tell you that because it's made of this material, we'll give you a discount. You have to say it. And they have to give it to you. It's in their bylaws. But they don't have to tell you about it.
Okay.
So how many people out here are paying more money than they should be paying and doing things because they don't know? And that's why, you know, I really, you know, love doing this show, because this is about educating people, embracing what you have, what you don't even know you have, and helping you get it. And, you know, right now, if everybody that needed assistance would step up and assist, that assistance is coming because it's sitting there. We just need to know you exist. And, you know, you got to do something to get something done. You got to start the do to get it done. Can't have done without D-O in it. So you got to do something. And, you know, the more you do and even do for others, the more it helps you, because what's around you is now stronger. And that's why I like coming on here and sharing what I do find out, sharing what we are doing, sharing what we can do. You know, 15,000 linear feet per hour is not being made right now. Could be. It takes orders. And, you know, people got to want them. We had four houses last week that showed up in Miami. They were in a box. And they stood two of them up. I stood up two of them in a box.
Uh-huh.
Anybody that wants some houses right now, got two of them that are standing. They're 8 foot by 20 foot. And they can be connected with the center wall out, so that way they're like a little bevel wide. But they can be hauled on a rollback and delivered anywhere you want them. And I've got some in a box that need to be built. So you can have a choice of the packages, but they're 160 square feet each. But they are for sale right now.
Now, what's the selling price?
The ones that are built are $25,000 a piece. And the ones that are still in the box are $10,000.
Okay. Now, the ones that are in the box, I'm assuming you have to, whoever buys it has to assemble it, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And how many people are needed to assemble it?
You know, four makes it easy. Two people can do it.
Okay. All right. How long would it take?
Well, it depends on the people, but it normally around a day. You can have them standing up. These houses didn't come with the electrical, so we had to add that.
Okay.
But we have 25,000 of those packages that are sitting in a warehouse right now.
Okay.
So that can make an immediate change in every city across the country right now. They don't have to be permanent. They are temporary situations.
Okay.
And you can set them on cinder blocks.
Now, Chris, give us your website. If a person wants to order Wayne's house, how could they do it?
HopeForHousing.org or .com. HopeForHousing.com. We have both of them. You can even put the number 4 in, so hope4housing.org, or call the phone number, 309-542-6319, and I can deliver 25,000 house packages. They start coming in 45 days, 30 to 45 days. If you want to design your own, we build custom-built anything you want. Doesn't matter. How big you want, doesn't matter. Doesn't have to be a tiny house. It can be any house. If it can be designed, we can build it. So you have that option. And I encourage people, if you want a home for your family and you're about to build one that will last 1,000 years. Build a commercial built residential home. That home is worth more money. You'll be able to insure it for less, and you will have the exact thing you move into when you decide to ever move out of it. It'll still be the same product.
Now, what about
there's a lot of, what's that?
Every place is a little bit different when it comes to zoning.
Zoning, okay. This actually feeds every building code in the country. So they can't say that the material don't meet their specifications. It beats their specifications. So as far as zoning, if it's commercial, then you're probably going to need to change zoning. If it's residential, if it's R1, that's a single-family dwelling you can build. There's nothing going to stop you in your city from telling you you can't build with this material, because just about every commercial building in your city has this material in it. The difference is people don't use it for residential, and that's why we're trying to offer it this way, because it is a superior product. You tried to build a commercial building, it cost you more money because the material costs more money because it's better material. You go buy a tub at Home Depot for $650, they can turn around and sell you one of these little plastic surrounds for $90, or they can sell you a fiberglass tub and a surround, and you're going to pay double. Now, the difference is if you take that tub and put it in a commercial setting, they're only going to warranty it for a year because it's not going to hold up in certain specifications for commercial. So what you're getting is you're getting an overbuilt residential home.
Okay. Now shipping. Because if you get out of state order, then I guess that depends on where you're going. But just some ballpark estimates, depending on where they're going, where the kit's being sold to.
The one thing that I've looked at and what we got in place now is if we produce it, and I've got a factory in Arizona, so I take care of the West Coast and somewhat into toward the middle. Then I've got Georgia that comes into the realm of the rest of the center of the United States and up. And we've got Louisiana and Houston that can take care of the eastern seaboard and up through part of America and over to the West Coast. So we've got factories strategically set. So wherever you are, I would order from the closest factory to get you the cheapest delivery.
Okay. All right.
And I can deliver.
All right. Well,
I don't have to necessarily bring it on a semi. Sorry.
Okay. Now, oh, wait a minute. Oh, my phone's running low. Okay. So 10,000, what's the conservative amount to add on to the 10,000 for shipping?
Probably $2,000.
Okay. All right, 12,000. And you get a crew of four people to assemble. And you'll be up and running in a day. So that's not bad at all. Not bad at all. Okay, we're going to play a audio that we played on here several times, Solar Cabin, because this, we're going to apply our house rent philosophy and strategy to what this guy, Lamar Alexander, is doing, or did with his solar cabin.
Hi, folks. In this video, I'd like to talk about how to have a home with no house payments and no monthly utility bills. You may think that's not possible, but I do it, and lots of other people do it as well. I'm going to show you how it can be done, how it can be done very inexpensively, and just kind of give you some ideas for things that you can do that society and the economic powers that be don't want you to know. So stay with me for a second, and let me walk you through this. First, you need some land. This is my piece of land, which is under an acre, about 3/4 of an acre. And that's really all you need to take care of most of the needs you have and for running a small homestead. Now, I was lucky enough to get this piece of property from family. It was willed to me when my father passed away. But I have also purchased small pieces of property like this for under $400. I have an acre down in Arizona near Sholo, Arizona that I purchased for under $400. I have 5 acres near El Paso, Texas that I purchased for under $700. So it's very easy to find a piece of land if you do some looking around. eBay is a good source for finding land. Tax sales are a good source for finding land. Family members may want to sell off a piece of land. Go around looking in rural areas, and maybe you'll find a farmer that wants to split off a small piece of land and would gladly sell you one. You don't have to spend a lot of money on land, okay? This is land that doesn't have utilities run to it. It doesn't have a blacktop road that runs into it or driveway. It's rough land. That's what you start with usually if you want to buy a small piece of land that you're going to homestead on. After you have your piece of land, then you're going to have a house. You can have a big house like most people live in, and you can pay a lot of money for it and have a mortgage and be a slave to the system for another 30 years, or you can decide if you'd like to build a smaller house like mine. Paid for with cash. This is my solar cabin. The cabin cost me $2,000 to build. That does not include the doors and windows, which I salvaged off of a trailer that was being torn down. For the cabin, it cost me $2,000. It is 14 by 14. Downstairs is living area, dining area, bathroom, kitchen. Upstairs, I have a loft, bedroom, and an office. In my other videos, I take you on a complete walkthrough of this cabin, so watch those if you want to see how the cabin is as large as it is and functional on the inside. Up there on my roof, You see my solar panels. That's a 350-watt solar system that provides all of my electricity needs for lights, TVs, water pumps, all miscellaneous gadget, laptop, TV, run my vacuum, and everything else off of a 350-watt system. That 350-watt system cost me under $3,000. $2,000 for the cabin, $3,000 for the power system of solar electricity, and I use propane. I have a propane tank in the back of the cabin, and I have a propane furnace, fridge, stove, and on-demand water heater, and those cost me just about $200 for an entire year. And we have cold winters here, folks. Under $200 for an entire year for all of my propane. That is the only utility bill I have. I do not pay for electricity. I do not pay for water because I drilled my own water well. Before I drilled my own water well, though, I hauled water in. But drilling a water well on a piece of property is not that hard. You can either do it yourself or hire somebody to do it. So I have no monthly utility bills. I have a house that's completely paid for. And I have freedom. A freedom that you can't get when you're under the pressure of a mortgage and utility bills. I want you to take just a minute and think about what you could do with your life if you had no house payments and no utility bills. And I'm telling you, it is completely possible. I'm not going to go into any details of how to get out of the house that you're in. You're going to have to figure that out and talk to some professionals for some help that way. All I'm here to do is tell you it's completely possible. Now, some of you are looking at the cabin and saying, yeah, but I couldn't possibly live in anything that small. This cabin was designed specifically for additions to be built on any of three sides. As you can see, the cabin has no windows on any of the three sides. There is a window in the back door glass. The sides are 14 by 14. The cabin was built to have shed additions built on all three sides. This cabin is 400 square feet approximately inside with 200 square foot footprint. When you add on additions, you could add on an additional 400 square feet on either side and off the back, giving you anywhere from 800 to 1,200 square feet. The great thing about building a small cabin to start out with, though, is it gives you a place to live when you build on your additions, and that way you can wait and live very cheaply without any house payments or utility bills, and then when you have the money, you can build on the additions to expand the cabin. That's very good for a single person or a young couple who don't have children because you don't need a whole lot of space to start off with. This way you can save for it, build on as you want to, have the additions, have the extra room if that's what you want. Now, I live full-time in this cabin. I live by myself, but my girlfriend comes up here on the weekends, and we stay together, and let me tell you, it's perfectly comfortable. We don't feel cramped at all, and we'd much rather have a small place like this. It takes a lot less money to heat. It takes a lot less money to cool. It's a lot easier to clean. It's just a fantastic home. Now, I'm not trying to push you into building a home exactly like mine. I'm just trying to provide you with some ideas. If you wanted to come up with different ideas, a different plan, that's just fine by me. But if you are interested in learning how to build a home like mine, I do have an ebook available and a printed book available called Simple Solar Homesteading. Go to www.simplesolarhomesteading.com. You can learn how to build a cabin like mine or at least get some great ideas for building your own home. Now, I want to repeat. I own my land. I have a house that I built for under $2,000. I have a solar electric system that I have for under $3,000. I use propane, which costs me under $200 a year. I have no house payments. I have no utility bills. If you want a life like this, it is very possible. You can stop listening to the media, and you can stop being put under society's pressures to live in the type of houses that everyone tells you you have to live in. You can live very inexpensively. And you can do this at any age, whether you're older or younger. If you're younger and you start in a place like this, imagine the amount of money that you would have to retire on with no house payments, no utility bills, and freedom. Thank you for joining me, folks. Please watch the rest of my videos for more detailed information on each of the systems and a complete walkthrough of the cabin.
We here at the House Rent Society, and we're officially launching it today. Once again, we follow the building and even social patterns of the male house rent. who builds up to 12 nests per mating season. He does not, as a matter of fact, the female is not even going to allow him to mate unless he shows off several nests. He leads by his resources. Now, there are other animals that, you know, throughout the animal kingdom that are similar, but, the male house wren, like I said, look it up. I mean, it's a little old bird that, very interesting personality it has, but it is a builder, and it's a prolific builder. With a lifespan of around 7 years. Okay, in that time, he probably could have built up to 84 nests. In people terms, 84 houses. So that's our House Wren Society will, as we put some rules in. I know the primary rule is you can't just buy a membership. You've got to build your way into a full membership. So I'll announce that as we work on it this week or week by week. And then where we'll have House Wren Society retreats or build camps, you'll be invited to those. And there's some prep ahead of time, which we can handle through Zoom. But we will do a study of a house wren and, like I say, model what the house wren does. So that's our, outreach unit of It's My House, the House Wren Society. So, and like I say, on Fridays, with Del Mar America, we have Family Capital. And Family Capital, which is basically how we can turn, or how you can turn, family wealth into paychecks. Start with your own family. And some of you might be saying, well, I can't work with my family. Well, we have strategies and alternatives for that as well. So on that note, we're going to knock it off early today. Like I said, we'll be bringing you more information on the House Wren Society. On that note, everyone have a good rest of the day.